This news update's being brought to you by Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ordis Ford and Bad Axe. And Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with your news. In a Michigan courtroom, Gregory David Keller Jr. appeared for a plea hearing on charges including operating without security, which is insurance plate or registration, and driving while license suspended. Keller had previously failed to appear for court dates. A plea agreement was proposed, no contest to operating without security, and guilty to driving while license suspended. Mr. Keller subsequently pleaded guilty to driving while license suspended and no contest to operating without security. Upon questioning Keller if he was driving without a license and insurance on November 9th in Caseville Township, he denied that he had done that. The prosecutor provided the attorney for Keller with a body cam video of the incident to show his client, saying that maybe this would somehow remind him. Since he faced charges, including driving while his license was suspended and multiple vehicle violations, such as having no insurance plate or registration, after reviewing the video, Dale admitted to operating a motor vehicle on November 9th, confirming his license was suspended and that he was aware of the suspension. The court accepted his guilty plea for the suspended license charge and a no-contest plea for the vehicle infractions, finding the pleas were made knowingly and voluntarily. Sentencing for Gregory Dale has been scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m., and he has also been instructed to meet with pretrial services, and his attorney will provide current phone number contact information to the county court clerk. On January 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home alarms company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in the driveway, later found to be stolen. The front door of the residence had been forced open. Deputies searched the home and didn't locate any subjects. Voices could be heard in the woods near the residence, and the two individuals were located walking in the area, and they were taken into custody. A citizen tipped assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle and pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center, and the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank the Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, K-9 Brock, and vigilant citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation at this time. And State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as partially rural undermines the intent of the federal rural health transformation program, which was created to improve healthcare access in rural areas. He warned his district is becoming a healthcare desert, with longer wait times and fewer available services, and said the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding. less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he'll continue pushing for the funds to be directed to the rural communities that need them the most. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with more news. NASA has officially moved the Space Launch System rocket and Orion spacecraft to Launch Pad 39B at Kennedy Space Center. This milestone marks the final phase of preparations for the Artemis II mission, which will send a crew of four astronauts around the moon for the first time in over five decades. The mission is a cornerstone of a renewed national focus on sustained lunar presence and eventual Mars exploration. Agency officials emphasize that the technological gains from this program are strengthening American leadership in deep space exploration and aeronautics. And a massive landslide in West Java, India, has claimed the lives of eight people and left over 80 others missing. Heavy rainfalls believed to have triggered the disaster, which buried several homes in a remote mountainous village. Search and rescue teams are working against time to locate survivors, though their efforts are being hampered by unstable terrain and ongoing rain. The Indonesian government has declared a state of emergency in the affected region to expedite the aid. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
If you're looking for a great Ford lease and a dealership that treats you right, Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford is the place to go. Ortis Ford and Bad Axe is committed to clear communication, honest guidance, and helping you find the Ford that fits your life. Start with the 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend with a trade-in or expiring lease. Drive one for only $339 a month for 36 months, $2,500 due at signing. Capability, comfort, and unmistakable Bronco style. Need more room? The 2025 Explorer is ready for family, work, and everything in between. Lease yours for 36 months for only $381 a month. With $2,500 due at signing. Or take on any road with the full-size 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4. Rugged, refined, and ready for adventure. Lease it for 36 months at just $429 a month with $2,500 due at signing. At Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford, we make leasing simple. No pressure, no surprises, just friendly experts who care about getting you into the right Ford at the right payment. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026. Stop in today or visit OrtisFord.com to get started. All leases plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offers require approval through Ford Credit using A plan price. At leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for full details. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.